Hi there, my name's Ross Crawford and welcome to the Redditch Standard podcast. Joining me in the studio today is somebody I came across last year with the celebrating the achievements of women and some women finally getting the vote. And that's Lainey Walsh, who works for the Borough Council.
I do.
But you're here today to talk about Mental Health Awareness Week.
I am, yes.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
And later on we'll be hearing from Claire, who's going to tell us all about what's happening in Redditch. But let's kick off with you, Lainey. Mental Health Awareness Week. It's happening this week. There's something in the Kingfisher Centre at the moment. What's it all about?
So Mental Health Awareness Week this year is about body image. It's run for several years and it's a whole week. And MHAG, along with Time to Change, have a window in the Kingfisher Centre or a shopfront in the Kingfisher Centre.
We should just explain that MHAG is...
Mental Health Action Group Redditch.
That's right, yeah.
And it's an umbrella organisation which sort of identifies the gaps in mental health provision across Redditch and Bromsgrove as well. And it works with lots of partners, of which I am one, to support community mental health work. But Mental Health Awareness Week is about body image specifically because of different things, whether it's social media, whether it's peer pressure, but there is an absolutely unfair representation of people with body image and the pressure that it puts, especially on young men and women. But everybody, but especially on young men and women, the pressure that it puts on them to try and be this whatever state of perfection that media and social media creates is an unrealistic perception.
I'm sure everyone, I mean, I know I did myself, I actually checked myself in the mirror this morning and I didn't exactly comb my hair, but I kind of smoothed it down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone checks their what they look like, don't they?
Yes, they do. But actually, the representation of what is body image is morphed sometimes and lots of times, unfortunately. It's morphed into specifically, say, new mothers. Meghan Markle just had a beautiful baby boy. 48 hours after the birth of that baby, she's there in a white dress, all made up, looking gorgeous. Fine. She is not, though, your typical new mother, is she?
No.
The fact of the matter is she's got makeup artists, hair artists, dressers, nannies. My own daughter has recently had a new baby and 48 hours after that birth, she couldn't have looked like that because she was busy being a new mother and busy coping with the reality of a premature birth. Now, that representation that was put forward in the press, I'm not saying it's wrong, but absolutely it's not the norm. It's not the standard. And the representation of people with other disfigurations, I remember there was a young woman who was appointed to the BBC, one of the children's shows, and she had got a missing half arm. So she had got a limb missing, or part of a limb missing. And parents were crying out for her to be dismissed because it was frightening their children. That's just an absolutely abhorrent way to behave. Just because somebody doesn't look like they look.
But that's true enough. And I suppose that, I mean, the magazines present an image of what they think is perfection. It's something like, I was chatting to somebody yesterday, only about 15% of the population could be classified as sort of a normal shape. Everyone else, the other 85%, we're all over the place, aren't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely. And we all differ. We are all unique. So there is no norm. There is no standard. There is a perception of a standard. And unfortunately, you know, the magazines that portray people are very often untrue pictures. They're airbrushed. They're lit up, there, you know, everything is done around it. And you know, if we had all that facility, we could all do that, but it wouldn't be a true representation of me or you as the person. It would be as a figment of something else.
And I suppose that young people in particular, I mean, you said young people in particular, I mean, they take hurtful comments.
Absolutely, they do.
And that affects their mental health.
Absolutely, it does. And eating disorders come from this representation of whatever is supposed perfection or norm. And eating disorders kill. You know, people die from these things, from anorexia, from bulimia, from diabulimia. People die from these things. That is a misrepresentation of what society is really made up of.
So what can MHAG in Redditch, what are you doing to address this?
We're making ourselves aware. We're making other people aware. We're talking to the 85%. We are talking to everybody that we can in order to dumb down this figment of perfection, because nobody is perfect. Absolutely not. And nobody knows what perfect means. It's the same as nobody is normal, because nobody can identify what normal means, because we are unique. That's what makes us human.
That's right. Everyone is beautiful, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And MHAG, it's an umbrella organisation. It signposts people to, you know, shows them where they can get some help.
Yes, it does. So it oversees, you know, it sort of has people who, I suppose we as organisations, so I speak from Batchelor Support Group, we link into MHAG as partners. We tell them what we're doing and what we can offer, and then they can signpost to us if we're the relevant people to signpost to. And it also sort of partners and links with people from the CCG, people from other mental health groups.
Yeah, the CCG is the doctors-led clinical commissioning group, isn't it, for Redditch and Bromsgrove?
It is. So it links to all different societies, groups, and, you know, it filters people through to the best group or the best action for them.
Yeah. And there's a stand in the Kingfisher Shopping Centre at the moment. I think it's on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, isn't it? But if somebody wants to contact MHAG or Batchelor Support Group, or, you know, they're suffering from not just, you know, concerns about body image, but about any mental health problem they've got, what should they do?
MHAG has a Facebook page, and it also has a website. You'll forgive me because I don't know the website address straight off, but if you type into Google Redditch Mental Health Action Group, it will bring that up. Batchelor Support Group also has a specific mental health page on Facebook, and that is BSGRC Mental Health and Peer Support Group. And the office number at Batchelor Support Group is 01527 457291.
Okay, and what would you say to a young person who's perhaps concerned about their body image or how they look or how people address them?
Speak to somebody and express your concerns so that we can work with you, so that we can deal and put your concerns into perspective, because we are all unique. I can't express that enough. We are all unique. Nobody is the same. Not even identical twins are the same. They don't share the same fingerprints. So, you know, the fact of the matter is, embrace your uniqueness, but please talk to somebody. Don't suffer. Don't suffer in silence.
Yeah, it's a case of loving yourself, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Lainey, thanks for just explaining everything about MHAG, Mental Health Action Group Redditch, and for coming in and talking about Mental Health Awareness Week. It's all about body image, but of course, Mental Health Awareness Week doesn't just last a week. It's 52 weeks of the year. MHAG are there to support people in Redditch, and they can point you in the right direction if you need some help.
Absolutely, they can. Yeah.
That's great. Lainey, that's fantastic. And I know you're going to hang around because we've got a few news topics to talk about as well.
Okay.
And, well, shall we go over to Claire?
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thanks, Ross. Once again, we've got some fun things happening this week in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Redditch and Ulster Standards, and these are my top picks of things to do and see this week in the Redditch and Ulster areas. Starting off on Friday, the 17th of May, we have a jobs fair hosted by our very own MP, Rachel McLean, happening at the Kingfisher Shopping Centre. It's going to be opposite the range from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Friday. If you're after a job or just fancy passing by and checking out what's on offer or getting some career advice, this is for you. You can find out more details and some of the companies that will be there to talk to on the Kingfisher Shopping Centre website. Then on Friday night, we suggest heading on over to the Palace Theatre for some Knoxville Highway. This is a freewheeling, foot-tapping, sing-along show celebrating everything country, featuring classic songs, bluegrass and the great Nashville sound. Yee-haw! Bring a hat and sing along. Tickets from the Palace Theatre website, redditchpalacetheatre.co.uk. But if punk is more your thing, there's a punk rock covers night going down at the Trico Stadium in Redditch on Friday night too. This is a free entry event. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Check out the Into the Valley Facebook page for all the details on that. Moving on to Saturday, the 18th of May, for all you foodies out there, Ulster Food Festival will be going on at Ulster High Street all day. Always a great turnout there. And you know what? There is nothing better than putting out the bunting, closing the high street to traffic and having a ball. And the Ulster Food Festival is the best excuse for a fun day out. Local shops will be contributing. The cafes will be on the pavements. Pubs will be thronged and exhibitors will be giving it their all. And most importantly, almost everything will be local. So do try and get yourself along. Support your local food companies. ulsterfoodfestival.org.uk for all the details on that. Also on Saturday, if you happen to be doing some shopping in the Kingfisher, do check out Sean Paul Smith Dance Academy, who will be in Worcester Square next to the Costa Coffee store. He's going to be performing dances throughout the day, and there's also going to be a DJ spinning the hottest tracks. It's going to be fun. That's all happening 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Then on Saturday evening, some live music for you, starting off with Thank You for the Music, presented by ABBA at the Palace Theatre. This international smash hit tribute show brings all of ABBA's number one hits to the stage in a production like no other. It combines all the harmonies, colourful costumes and dancing performances by an all-star cast that will have you thanking ABBA for the music again and again. Get your tickets quick from the Palace Theatre website, redditchpalacetheatre.co.uk. Or perhaps you're after some red wine on Saturday night. If so, get yourself over to the Oast House, as signing off, UB40 tribute band will be on there. And I haven't seen these guys yet, but I've heard brilliant things about them. And it's always a great time at the Oast House too. On Sunday, the 19th of May, we've got some live music at Ailstones in Redditch with Steve Gibbons performing there from 2 p.m. It's always nice having some live music and maybe a few drinks on a Sunday afternoon, isn't it? So I'm so pleased that so many more bars and pubs are starting to do this. Keep it up, guys. Then moving on to events next week. On Monday, the 20th of May, there's a South American Steam in Action presentation happening at the Ulster Unionist Club, we've been asked to mention. If you're into your trains, this is for you. 7:30 p.m. start there, and you can get all the information on the website. On Wednesday, the 22nd of May, one not to be missed is Scylla and the Shades of the 60s happening at the Palace Theatre. Reviews say this is a stunning and elegant review of the life of Scylla Black soaring its way through the 60s. So if you fancy reliving those 60s in style, definitely get your tickets to see the girl power show that is delighting audiences all over the UK. redditchpalacetheatre.co.uk for your tickets on that. Then finally, on Thursday, the 23rd of May, let's bring some sophistication to the table, shall we? With the Orchestra of the Swan String Quartet, classic Baroque, performing here in Redditch. They say this will be bridging the transition from the Renaissance into the classical music era of Baroque. And it's true, the Baroque period brought us some of the most beautiful melodies ever. My favourite being Pachelbel's Canon. I hope you know that one too. It's amazing. This is going to be a stunning evening with Vivaldi, Pachelbel, Purcell, Bach. It's going to be all the best classical music. Get your tickets from the box office 01527 65203. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email us your event details or give us a call, and we'll help you publicise it to all the listeners of this podcast, the readers of our newspaper, and we'll also pop you on our social media channels. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week.
You're listening to the Redditch Standard podcast because you have impeccable taste.
That's great, Claire. Thanks a lot. There's loads of things going on in Redditch this weekend and in the few days beyond that. I will certainly be going out and about in Redditch and well, enjoying myself because, hey, the sun's going to shine and it's going to be wonderful. We're back with Lainey again. Hello there, Lainey.
Hi.
And we've got a few new stories to chat about before we sign off. And the first one is I had a chat with Matthew Hopkins, who's the chief executive of Worcestershire Acute Hospitals NHS Trust. I had a chat with him yesterday, and he was specifically concerned about the comments from Rachel McLean, MP, the MP for Redditch, calling for the reshoring, the movement of some paediatric and maternity services back to the Alex. And we know that she's got a debate in Parliament today on the state of the Alex. And Matthew Hopkins was just raising some concerns about calls to bring maternity and paediatrics back to the Alex. Obviously, we were all disappointed doesn't even come to it. When those services left the hospital and were centralised in Worcester, I mean, his point is that if they started moving services back to the Alex, it would weaken the overall service that they've got. And that at Worcester, I mean, the CQC, the trust has been hammered by the CQC, but mm-hmm. the CQC actually say that maternity is doing pretty well, as is paediatrics, and has given the service the thumbs up. And what they've got is a centre of excellence there, and it'd be wrong to weaken it by moving services back to the Alex. So have you got any thoughts on that, Lainey?
I have actually, and while I understand that it might be working well and it may have raised, you know, the overall excellence of what is happening, that really doesn't do any favours for the people of Redditch. It really doesn't tell us that actually the services that they needed to keep in Redditch previously, if they'd have listened to the people of Redditch and if it had been funded appropriately, because I have a big issue that it's not funded as a whole appropriately. I understand their need. I do. I really do. But I also understand and promote the need of this town. And we need our services, and we have always needed our services. Just because it's performing well does not mean it's not detrimental somewhere else. It is detrimental to the people of this town and to the people of the surrounding areas, people like in Studley and that sort of area, that those services were moved. I absolutely accept Mr. Hopkins' approach and thoughts, but the fact is they should never have gone, and they should always have been back here. And I would be pushing to say, fund it appropriately, get our services back here and keep Worcester working as the centre of excellence. There's nobody saying it shouldn't be that, but we should also have those services locally.
I'm sure this is a point that Mr. Hopkins said, that we would all love great services at the end of our road. But he says, again, I'm using his words, that there's only a finite number of staff. And the reason the services were removed from the Alex in the first place was because they couldn't staff it safely. And by centralising things, they've got enough staff, they can fill the rotas properly, the consultants are on site, and therefore, okay, it may mean travelling, albeit 18.1 or 2 miles to Worcester, but when you get there, mums are assured of a really good service.
They're also assured of a really good service in Birmingham, which is a train ride away for the relatives to visit. Which is a train ride away, one-stop train ride away from this town. So equally, I would be saying, rather than people having to catch 2 to 3 buses to Worcester Royal, which is a 23-mile journey, for anybody in a car.
Depends which way you go.
Yeah. But also the parking issue.
Yes.
At Worcester Royal. Yeah. Whether you're on the bus, whether you're in a car, you can spend longer parking than you can driving to and from. So equally, I would say that those services are also available more locally. And it's not a case of it being on at the end of our road. It's a case of it serving a town full of 88,000 people and the surrounding areas. It's not about the end of our road. And I don't think it's selfish to ask for sufficient services to be in place in a town this size.
Well, I couldn't agree more. But again, Mr. Hopkins... And let's emphasise that his words, he's only got X number of staff. He hasn't got, you know, there's a national shortage of midwives. And with regards to the moving, you know, joining up with Birmingham, again, I asked him about that in the interview, and he said it's a no-go, and people should stop raising the population's hopes that there might be a link up with Birmingham, that such people are pursuing their own agendas, really. And should focus on the fact that they should be supporting Worcester.
I mean, I appreciate what he's saying, but I have no political agenda. I have no group agenda. I have a personal interest. And my personal interest, if I needed to go to hospital, I would not be choosing Worcester.
Okay. I think we've got the message there, Lainey. I think we've got the message. And let's face it. We all want to support Redditch. We all want to support the Alex.
Absolutely.
And we all want to see great services there.
Absolutely. And there is, you know, pardon me for saying a bit more, but there is
an issue
central government-wise. There is underfunding of the NHS, and I'm sorry, I don't believe that the funding isn't there. I think the funding is there and could be there.
Well, again, this is something he said, that the funding, it's only kept up with inflation. It hasn't kept up with the increase in demand.
Absolutely.
And demand is increasing all the time. And so, you know, he did touch on the finance issue. Moving on slightly, still on paediatrics, still on children, because statistics from a charity, Turn to Us, has revealed some pretty shocking facts, actually, about the level of child poverty in Redditch. And in the county of Worcestershire, Redditch is the second worst town in the county, or local authority area in the county, for child poverty. It's something like 33% of children in Redditch are living in what Turn to Us classify as poverty. This is before housing costs are taken into consideration. So I can imagine it's probably going to be a lot worse.
Absolutely.
I don't know, once housing is taken in. And Redditch has got something like 33% of children in Redditch are living in poverty, just behind Wyre Forest, which is 34%. I mean, that's a pretty shocking statistic. And you mentioned that you're part of Batchley Support Group.
Yeah.
And the worst area in Redditch is the Batchley area. Mm-hmm. Would you like to say something on that?
I mean, I live on Batchley, and I have lived on Batchley all my life. And it has been an ongoing issue with child poverty statistics. But I have to say, in all my years, and I've been involved with Batchley Support Group for nearly 30 years, I have never known it this distressing for families. Never in my entire volunteer day's work.
Batchley, it's a third of children.
It's roughly, a third, but I think it's more than that. In truth, I think it's actually more than that. Those statistics are based on before housing costs. But the reality is fuel costs and all those sorts of things that come with housing costs are extortionate. And people are really struggling to feed their children, to feed themselves, to feed their families. And Batchley Support Group operates a food share scheme, and we run it 6 nights a week. Each month, on average, we hand out 600 meals.
My goodness.
Each month. Mm. And that's not just people from Batchley, that's from across the town. We are getting people who contact us from all areas. We've had people from Tardybig come to us for food share. And that, unfortunately for me, is so distressing and so not right in a country that is a first world country there is the fourth or fifth richest country in the world. It is not right that people, families, children are hungry. They're going to bed hungry. They're going to school hungry. We're just starting to work now with Batchelor First School to offer a summer holiday meal scheme through the summer holidays, because we know those children will be without a meal, possibly.
Yeah, that's right.
For 6 weeks.
Yeah, people think that Christmas is the time to give to food banks, but really it's the summer, isn't it?
It's the summer, absolutely. And families are in absolute total distress. They really are. And you know, I've had people say to me, oh, you know, people, it's just because they're spending their money on other things, you know, phones and stuff. It isn't. This is real. We have people who haven't got a saucepan to cook a tin of beans. We've got people who haven't got a cooker. We've got people who can't boil water because they've got no kettle. And these people, some of them are working two or three jobs. This is not an appropriate time at all for these families. And this government, and all governments prior to them and, you know, upcoming, need to do something and take drastic action on this. Because we are more like a third world country and getting worse every day.
Well, certainly there was a report earlier this week that Britain is in danger of growing the same inequalities as the United States.
Yes.
That's something to be very much aware of. Just it's not just, obviously, Baxley and Brockhill that is suffering from this. Close to a third of children in Greenland are also living in poverty, according to the Turn to Us. And in Churchill, a quarter of children. I mean, which is just astonishing. And it's frightening, really, people are in this situation.
It's more than frightening, Ross. It's distressing. It's absolutely distressing to see and experience something like this in 2019. It's distressing.
Yeah. Moving on, and going back, really, to body image. I was at the annual parish meeting of Studley Parish Council last night, and it was a joyful occasion because there to receive a cheque after a fundraising evening organised by the parish council, by the chair of the parish council, Councillor Sue Redman, was somebody from Blesma. Now, I'd never heard of Blesma.
No, not me.
Blesma is a charity that looks after and offers grants to limbless veterans, and so it's amazing. And it grew out of the First World War, when I think 1 in 10 of returning veterans were missing a limb. And it's a charity; it's not government funded, and they spend all their time fundraising, and they support these limbless veterans. And obviously, we've been in conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, and you know we're still in. British soldiers, sailors and airmen are still in conflicts around the world. And it supports the limbless veterans and their families. And it just seemed an incredibly worthwhile charity that nobody had heard of.
Absolutely fabulous. What a huge, huge charity that must be, and a huge, huge impact that must have.
That's right. And they've got this programme called Generation R. And Generation R is about going in and talking to school children about body image. And so we're back really at mental health awareness and body image, because you get a limbless veteran. And if you can imagine the sort of troughs they've been through.
Absolutely.
And they've managed to climb out with the help of Blesma. And these limbless veterans, they go into schools and they teach children about resilience, about how having something happen to you doesn't mean the end of the world. And just because you look different, it's not the end of the world, that you can still have a life and you can still contribute and you can still love yourself.
What a wonderful thing. What a fabulous charity. I've never heard of it before.
I know, it's amazing. It's amazing.
What an amazing piece of work that is, and well done, Studley Parish Council.
Yeah, I feel I should be shouting about this charity.
Absolutely.
You can find out more about it at www.blesma.org. Or just put Blesma, B-L-E-S-M-A, into Google, and you'll come up to them. And fantastic charity.
Fantastic work.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And they're an association. They're not. It's not a sort of top-down thing. It's an association of members, so the veterans and their families, they are members of this association. Wow. So, you know, the members decide what they're going to do. And you know,
leads from the heart, then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fabulous
absolutely.
Work.
That's great. Lainey, it's been fantastic talking to you. And putting the worlds to right as well.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
I think we've sorted out a few things. We just hope that the powers that be are going to listen to this.
Absolutely.
And take some action. Thanks for coming in. Thanks too to Claire for telling us all about what's on in Redditch. And we'll see you next week. Before we go, though, let me just remind you that to get in touch with me, I'm on 01527 588 697. You can email me at ross.crawford@bullivantmedia.com or at editor@redditchstandard.co.uk. Also, don't forget to look at our website at www.redditchstandard.co.uk, where we put regular news updates. See you next week. Thank you. Bye.